Until We Meet Again, True Greatness, by President Howard W. Hunter, 1907 to 1995, 14th President of the Church. We need not look far to see the unnoticed and forgotten heroes of daily life. Because we are being constantly exposed to the world's definition of success and greatness, it is understandable that we might frequently find ourselves making comparisons between what we are and what others are or seem to be, and also between what we have and what others have. We often allow unfair and improper comparisons to destroy our happiness when they cause us to feel unfulfilled or inadequate or unsuccessful. Sometimes, because of these feelings, we are led into error, and we dwell on our failures while ignoring aspects of our lives that may contain elements of true greatness. Surely they include the things that must be done in order to be a good father or a good mother. But to generalize, they are also the thousands of little deeds and tasks of service and sacrifice that constitute the giving or losing of one's life for others and for the Lord. They include gaining a knowledge of our Father in heaven and His gospel. They include bringing others into the faith and fellowship of His kingdom. These things do not usually receive the attention or the adulation of the world. Surely we need not look far to see the unnoticed and forgotten heroes of daily life. I am speaking of those you know and those I know who quietly and consistently do the things they ought to do. I am talking about those who are always there and always willing. I am referring to the uncommon valor of the mother who, hour after hour, day and night, will stay with and care for a sick child, or the invalid who struggles and suffers without complaint. I'm including those who always volunteer to give blood. I am thinking of those who may not be mothers, but who nevertheless mother the children of the world. I am speaking of those who are always there to love and nurture. I am also talking about teachers and nurses and farmers and others who do the good work of the world, who teach and feed and clothe, but who also, in addition, do the work of the Lord, those who lift and love. I am referring to those who are honest and kind and hardworking in their daily work, but who are also servants of the Master and shepherds of His sheep. To those who are doing the commonplace work of the world, but are wondering about the value of their accomplishments, to those who are the workhorses of this church, who are furthering the work of the Lord in so many quiet but significant ways, to those who are the salt of the earth and the strength of the world and the backbone of each nation, to you, we would simply express our admiration. If you endure to the end, and if you are valiant in the testimony of Jesus, you will achieve true greatness and will live in the presence of our Father in heaven. From True Greatness, Ensign, May 1982, pages 19 and 20. End of the section, Until We Meet Again, True Greatness, by President Howard W. Hunter, 1907 to 1995, 14th President of the Church. Read by Dwayne Case.